Book of James, chapter 3, verses 13 to 18 will be today's main text. Under the title of Wisdom from Above, we will share the word today. In today's main passage, he tells us of the two main types of wisdom. There is true wisdom and there is false wisdom. In verse 17, he tells us that true wisdom is something that comes from above, which is given to us by God. Those who have this wisdom are pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Contrarily, there is falsehood. The earthly wisdom is falsehood. The characteristics of this is that they are lustful, they are demonic. Hence, if those who carry out their lives under this falsehood, there will be strife and there is evil envy and demonic acts and will be manifested accordingly. We all think that deluded into thinking that we have wisdom, but we all need to take stock of what kind of wisdom it is and have discernment to see whether it is from the earthly wisdom or whether it is derived from God. We need to know whether it is the goodness of God or the demonic ways of the devil. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Amen. Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Apostle James tells us that the true wisdom and the gentleness and the enactment of the wisdom is called gentle, and it will help you and it will prepare you to carry out the good deeds. Hallmarks of Jesus' trait is that he was gentle. He introduced himself as Book of Matthew 11:29. He says, I am humble and I am gentle. Gentle means that even though you have inherent power, you are completely harnessing it. It is under control. For instance, there is a red bull. If it charges at you, it could very well kill you and destroy you, whatever's in front of it. But this mighty bull, it starts when told, it goes when told. And when told goes right and left in all directions, he is completely under the dictations of the master. And according to the master, uses that strength to plow the field and puts it into good use. This is referred to as being gentle. Jesus was gentle. He is the Son of God. He is God Almighty and omnipotent. He has inherent strength and power. When he told the tempestuous storm to calm down, it was subdued, and all sorts of disease plaguing people, he healed them. And people that were demon-possessed and lost their livelihoods, the evil spirits were casted out of their bodies and saved their souls. And God has power. Jesus has inherent strength that is unrivaled, but he did not discharge his strength at his discretion and recklessly because he was angry. Those who rebelled against him and defied him and mocked him, he did not charge against them with his strength. He completely, absolutely controlled his strength and only used it to fulfill God's will. When he was crucified, people patronized him and derided him, and they would say, if you are truly the Son of God, why don't you prove yourself? Come down from the cross and save yourself, why don't you? Then I would believe you, they had said to him. He could have done all of this. He could have done it easily. And he could have manifested his power, and he could have called upon the 12 legions of the angels and strike everything in his side and destroy everything, the Roman soldiers in Rome. But he could have proven himself with his strength. But did he do this? He knew that it was not the will of God. Hence, he refrained himself from doing it. He practiced forbearance and His will was for him to be sacrificed as the sacrificial lamb. Hence, even though he had inherent strength to wipe everyone out, he did not. Until he drew his last breath, he had sacrificed himself and controlled his strength to fulfill God's will. In this way, God is gentle. True wisdom. This is from God, coming from above. And those who inherit this wisdom will embody the essence of Jesus and control their strength, and with the strength will carry out the will of God. And according to the belief, their existence becomes the testament of God. James says, if one among you is wisdom and you boast, and do you think that it is coming from above? You need to take stock of it and to see whether it is from the lies of the world. It records something along this line. If this is the case, if it's true wisdom, then you have to be enacted by the true wisdom, bearing good fruit, but does not reveal in good actions that occurs with the word, and rather you are marked by strife and bickering with others, then this cannot be the true wisdom coming from above. It is the lies of the world, which emanates true false wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts. Those who accord to the demonic ways, this is what it usually is displayed. Verse 15, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. The earthly wisdom, the liars of this world, the hallmarks of the earthly wisdom is, in this verse, characterized in two ways, unspiritual and demonic. It says, it is lustful, unspiritual. It means that they are motivated, propelled by the evil desires and greed. Verse 16. It does not come from God. It is pursuing the earthly pursuits. It says something to the effect, the earthly wisdom is lustful and unspiritual. Hence, the fruits that it reveals can only reveal strife and greed. Book of James, chapter 4, 1. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? The evil envy emanates from a lustful heart and hating others and stomping over each other, stomping on another person without scruples, hurting them, bickering and fighting with them, and overpowering them to self-serve. These are the characteristics of those who pursue earthly wisdom. They are lustful, unspiritual. Another trait of the earthly wisdom is that it is demonic. Verse 15 at the end, it says, it is the way of the demon. If you claim to your own wisdom, it belongs to a demon. It stems from demon. It reads, hence, it cannot be good. It cannot be righteous in any way. And to yourselves and to others, it cannot be a blessing in any way. As the fruits that it bears is demonic and is evil. In verse 16, it reads, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Disorder in Hellenic pronunciation, akathisteia. In Korean, it could be translated as disorder, turmoil, lawlessness, anarchy. It can be described as fallen. It can be translated as departing from the truth. opposing God. It can be translated as it is demonic. This is not, this is the trait of those who follow earthly wisdom. What will be the corollary of this is that you will be put to shame and be subject to wrathful judgment of God. And the wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped since they have rejected the word of the Lord. What kind of wisdom do they have? Because Jeremiah 8:9, you yourself say that you are wisdom. You have wisdom, but you will be put to a great shame. And it's a false wisdom. However, this false wisdom, it connives you through chicanery and through the rationale of the earthly logic. It will dissuade you from the word of God, and it will persuade you into thinking that earthly pursuits are good, and that if you pursue it, that you can fully satiate your greed, and that you will be happy, that you become the center of the universe, and that you are the first and foremost most important thing in this universe. Hence, it enables you to exploit others without any morality. This is the way of the world, and to those who do not follow the earthly pursuits, point their fingers and mock them and say they are foolish and they are legalists, engaged in legalism, and they would deride people and castigate the people. These types of wisdom cannot be the wisdom that emanates from God. This is a wisdom that is marked by falsehood. The world is replete with this kind of wisdom. Hence, there is evil envy and demonic ways, and it is rife with this. And people are hurting each other in every direction. At the end, will become the subjects of God's wrath for judgment. Our family members, our family is to pursue this. Well, what happened? What if our church would accord to the ways of the world? What would happen to the church, do you think? What if it's marked by this kind of strife and evil ways? Our church, if we are to be enacted by the evil ways, what would happen? We would become the judgment. We will be subjects of God's judgment and will be put to a great shame. This is the result of the people that follow evil ways. And we must have discernment to know the difference between the wisdom from above and whether it is earthly wisdom. If it's the earthly wisdom, you have to learn to reject it and discard it instantaneously without reservation. And seek it out and find it and discard it. And if you think that you are tolerating this kind of earthly wisdom in ways, then immediately discard it. Only accord to the wisdom that it comes from above. Receive it, inherit it, and accord yourself to the wisdom and embody it in your way of life and your walk of faith. And I hope that our church will become like that. In His name, I pray. And what about the wisdom that comes from above? What are the traits of this? What are the fruits that it bears? Verse 17 and 18, it describes to us what those are. Let us read together in unison. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Amen. From above, the true wisdom endowed upon us by God. These are the fruits of His wisdom. First of which is pure. Book of James, he says, is first and foremost important component. Order in the importance. It puts pure in the front line. Pure means that from the sins and the impurities of the world, you are preserving yourself. And distinguishing yourself as a pure person. God will purify us if you follow the true wisdom, not just in the way we act, but in the way we talk, but He will make us holy so that we can be holy before God. And just like Him, God will transform us into a pure person, and to pure people, He intimates Himself to them. And He will entrust you with these commands and have you carry out these works within us, within our families, and within our church. You will not be corrupted, and I pray that we will be preserved from the world. I pray in His name. And secondly, it is peace-loving. A second wisdom is peace-loving. It is the result of the good fruit that bears from the true wisdom, from strife and bickering, and from the turmoil and sins disintegrates all relationships, and it will keep you at bay from God's words and from God. And we are marked by evil envy, and but true wisdom coming from above, it will usher us to be intimate with Jesus. He will close us with the power of His sacrificial blood, and with the blood, the sins that marked us will be cleansed, and we will be purified, and He will unify us as one. And before we were rivals and enemies and sinners, but within His sacrificial blood, within His authority, we become brothers and sisters to each other. We become a family, and we will lead a harmonious life in place where there is true wisdom. The works of God will manifest. Judas and the Gentiles, or Jews and the Gentiles, will be unified as one. The bickering between men and women, between the sexes, and the generational bickerings will be unified as one. There will be no such thing. In place where there's true wisdom, the young people, old people, those who have much and those who do not, they all will be leading a harmonious life, and together we will approach God within us, within our family members, and within our church. I pray in His name that we will be marked by this harmony. And third is considerate. This means that you are, with the largest of the heart, you are tolerant of others. And because of His mistakes, and you get the short end of the stick due to other people's shortcomings, regardless, you are tolerant and you are magnanimous regardless of the shortcomings of others. If you are drawing from the earthly wisdom, you could very well be angry. But the true wisdom from God, you will be marked by tolerancy, and you will be tolerant of others. As you know, God will be responsible for you and know what you have done, and that He will compensate for all that you have done, and far more than what you have done. You will be well supplied for from God, and by trusting God, He will abundantly gift you with His blessings and grace. And fourthly, it is being submissive in English. In Korean, it could be translated as obedient, obeisance, and or those who are docile, who are teachable, amenable to new teachings long time ago. In my heart, there was one word that would pop up, that marked my heart. Unteachable. One word would pop up in my mind when I had seen that person. He was unteachable. He was not amenable to new teachings. He himself considered himself as being wise, but clearly it was not wisdom coming from above. People who have wisdom from above are submissive and are humble and they are docile, and they are well teachable, and according to it, they lead their lives. I pray in His name that we will be submissive. Jesus had said this. Book of Mark 10:15. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Like a little child. If you do not receive the kingdom of God, if you do not pine for the kingdom of God like a little child, you cannot enter it. Jesus, too. Children are docile and they're amenable to new teachings. When they're taught of the kingdom of heaven, they learn it and they accept it. And when they learn the truth, they obey without questions, without hesitance. Children are like this. They are submissive. What about adults? What about you people? What about you guys? Jesus admonishes us. If you are not like a child, you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom. If you are not teachable, if you are not docile to the teachings of God, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You yourself claim to a true knowledge, but with the earthly knowledge, you cannot enter the gates of heaven. Receive the wisdom coming from above and be submissive and have the heart of docility and learn and accord to the word and the truth. And I pray in His name that you will accord to it. Fifthly, it is mercy. Told us Jesus had displayed mercy. He took pity on us, Jesus. There was a widow. She had lost her husband. Not only that, she also had lost a son. When he had seen her, he took pity on her and showed compassion. And various people marked by diseases, he also had compassion for them. All those who approached him intimately, he took compassion. He took mercy on them and had compassion for them without discrimination, social pariahs, like the lepers. There was a person with the leprosy. He was in fear. What if Jesus did not receive him well? But he took compassion. He had compassion for them and took mercy on them. He is full of mercy. He's compassionate. And according to his merciful heart, he had redeemed us from the damnation and sin. This is the true wisdom coming from above. And people who have this, these are the traits that is revealed. You embody this kind of essence of Jesus. I pray in His name that you will have this kind of mercifulness in your hearts. And sixthly, it's good fruit. What does this mean? It's the result of having the merciful heart. Those who are hungry, you share your bread with them. And those who are lost in the streets, people who are confused, cannot find their way, you kindly show them, lead the way. Today on my way to the church, I saw a young adult from the corner of my eye. He was clearly a blind person. He had a cane and he would paw the ground as he tried to find his ways. But it was a day after a heavy snow. Hence, because of the snow, couldn't find their ways accurately. Having a merciful heart for people like this, and not just having this feeling, but helping them out. And people who cannot walk properly because of their blindness, and holding their hands, and according to their pace, slowly coming to the church. We have a deaconess who does this regularly. And having this kind of merciful heart is a good fruit, a true wisdom. Those who are clothed in this true wisdom. And seventhly, being impartial, without discrimination, treating people, regardless of the status. And Book of James, it tells us, we have learned about the being biased against people regarding depending on their status. It tells us not to be showing favoritism. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Book of James 2:1. And we cannot discriminate toward people. If you have true wisdom, you will not be marked by partiality. In our church, I pray in His name that we will honor each other and without discrimination treat each other. I pray in His name. We have CEOs in this world. We have part-time workers. Regardless of their social stature, it does not matter. When you enter the church, we are unified as one, as His children. We are all heirs of His heavenly kingdom. In this way, let us honor each other. I pray in His name. And lastly, the eighth is that you are sincere, without lies. Those who belong to the world and true wisdom and the false wisdom, their traits are that they are deceitful and are not sincere. A demon is also known as a father of lies. He is a prevaricator. It all derives from demon. On the other hand, from God, he is a sincere God. Hence, he is immutable. Not even his shadow changes. And he is trustworthy in all ways. And he, if you belong to him, if you receive the knowledge and the wisdom from the Father, they are sincere and genuine. They are authentic and they are always sincere regardless of who the person is. And I pray in His name that you will be sincere. God, He commands us to receive the true wisdom and accord yourself to it and have it reflected in your way of life. And let us receive this wisdom from the Father and lead a life of faith. And this is the wisdom that is endowed unto you from God. Book of James 2:1. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. With faith, seek wisdom, and He will answer your prayers, and abundantly will endow you, and will answer your prayers. Hence, let us pray. Pray like this: God, I lack wisdom. Please permit us to have the wisdom that you have, and let us pray 1 hour, 2 hours, and 3 hours to this end so that we can accord to the wisdom that is endowed upon us by God and bear great fruit that reflects essence of Jesus, and that it will be filling our hearts with it. I pray in His name. Amen.